Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the second hour. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to continue with your phone calls. I'm going to get into the latest flu developments. And Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. Reuters reporting that they're going to go ahead and try to sign on to the treaty. Man, it's amazing. And they're about to bring immigration reform. The New York Times admits, gleefully, that means total illegal alien legalization. So that is coming up. Right now, let's go to David in New Jersey. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
I didn't hear it. Shh. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Last Friday, I tried calling into your show, but I guess you had a repeat going?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call in and tell you about the health care reform bill and the cap and trade bill. The health care reform bill is supposed to pass on Tuesday.
It's going to the full floor on the 17th. After Fox News told us over and over again that it was never going to pass the House and then never going to get out of committee in the Senate, oh, lo and behold, it looks like it is. Did you see the show Wednesday or hear it when I played the Fox News clips where they bragged that they're for global warming tax?
Oh, yes, sir. At the beginning of the, I don't know, if it was the third hour, I think. I don't know. But I actually took that show. I uploaded it to YouTube, but I got, like, no views. I got like, less than 100 views, unfortunately. I made a thread on the Closing Planet board. I got the moderator saying to stick a thread, but with the, I tried to stop it. There was even a one clip where it says, let's see, flashback, Obama stating he's against forced insurance. Those were during the debate before he got elected as president. Actually, he wasn't elected, he was just elected, but I know. By the way, the health care bill is more like a health care
takeover.
Sabotage bill. Ruins everything.
It's just the private banks through government seizing more of our economy. I appreciate your call. Listen, we post the TV and radio show in higher quality to prisonplanet.tv for members, but then it also gets posted to the Alex Jones channel. And, you know, the average video gets 10,000 views in a week, but hundreds of other smaller channels may get thousands, may get hundreds, but a lot of you doing that together has a lot of power, so don't feel bad that you reached 100 people. Really, that's a great job. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
I just want to say thank you so much for all you have done. I've started listening to you since the summer. You've really inspired me. I go to school here at Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois. They're handing out free H1N1 nasal vaccinations and the regular injections.
Well, you know what the medical doctors say. They handed out the nasal first because the insert admits it actually spreads the real flu.
Right, and I read those inserts from the exact same pharmaceutical company that was distributing these nasal vaccines, and I was out at these clinics handing out the documents to people, and we had the university health doctors, you know, handing out reports from the CDC, and one of their members was calling me a conspiracy theorist. And pointing and laughing at me.
That's key. Hold on just a minute, because that's what happens. They have the doctors out handing out fake myth sheets that say no mercury, can't cause Guillain-Barré, can't cause all these disorders, and then you have the actual insert from the vaccine company, and you're a conspiracy theorist. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they do nationwide. So what did you say to them?
Well, you know, I was telling them that was, you know, very disrespectful, pointing at me and, you know, laughing at me, telling me, you know, harassing people, calling me a conspiracy theorist. And I told them, go to InfoWars.com, watch, you know, Endgame, watch the Obamas, open your mind, educate yourself. Mainstream media is going to tell you about this information. And he kept on antagonizing me, calling me a nut job, and, you know, continuously.
Yeah. Listen, hold on. I would have just ignored them and moved on to those that cared. They're being paid to go out and lie. They didn't want you reaching other people. Did you just ignore them?
This is Alex Jones.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get into all the important developments concerning the flu, the deaths, the illnesses being caused by the vaccine all over the world. It's in the Sunday Express. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Time Magazine. Everywhere admitting that deaths are occurring. People are getting sick from the flu shot. They started the same similar swine flu shot back in 1976, and for a few months denied deaths were happening, but it got so big, the number of deaths, and it got so big in the local media, they had to come out and admit it and suspend the flu inoculation program. Now, top scientists in Ukraine are saying they believe that the different vaccines have mutated in the human body, making this new super flu. So we're going to be going over that after we take some more phone calls. First, I wanted to go back to an article we wrote at Infowars.com on May 3rd. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. And this was first reported back in May of this year that Obama was looking at bypassing Congress, because if the president can sign a treaty, he can then bypass Congress with laws. That's what the Copenhagen Treaty is on greenhouse gas. Well, here's WorldNet Daily. Obama revives talk of UN gun control. Gun rights supporters are up in arms over a pair of moves the White House made in the past month to reverse longstanding U.S. policy and begin negotiating a gun control treaty with the United Nations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton first announced October 14th that the U.S. had changed its stance and would support negotiations on the arms trade treaty to regulate international gun trafficking, a measure the Bush administration said, notably former president and permanent U.N. representative of the United Nations John Bolton opposed for years. 2 years ago, in another reversal of policy, the U.S. joined a number of U.N. organizations, 153-1, vote to adopt a resolution setting out a timetable on the proposed arms treaty, including a U.N. conference to produce a final accord. The conventional arms transfers are crucial national security concern for the United States. And we have always supported effective action to control the international transfer of arms, Clinton said in a statement. The United States is prepared to work hard for a strong international standard in this area. So that means UN law over the U.S. Gun rights advocates are calling the reversal both a dangerous submission of American constitutional rights to international governance and an attempt by the Obama administration to sneak into effect private gun control laws. It couldn't pass through Congress. Now, Reuters reported on this last Wednesday, U.S. reverses stance on treaty to regulate arms trade. And when you read this treaty, it's clear that they can basically ban the Second Amendment under this, under U.N. law. And that's in another article that came out on Friday the 13th, Friday, November 13th, out of the Washington Post. Task force seeks ban on assault weapons. That's any semi-automatic handgun or rifle under the assault weapons ban. Group also wants overhaul of Mexican border agencies. A binational task force, that means made up of foreign governments, U.S. and Mexico border issues will call Friday on the Obama administration and Congress, and they did call for it, to reinstate an expired ban on assault weapons and for Mexico to overhaul its frontier police and customs agency to mirror the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, so merging those under the SPP, North American Union Agreement. The recommendations among a broad set of security, trade, development, and international proposals that come as President Obama and his Mexican counterpart, Felipe Calderon, move to deepen engagement on issues including economic recovery, climate change, you hear that, that means taxes, illegal immigration, and narcotics trafficking. And then I have another New York Times article that deals with that meeting and what was said at that Friday meeting. This came out Friday the 13th as well. White House plans on immigrations include legal status, legalizing the illegals. Now, think about this. We have the Mexican government in this multi-Congress meeting deciding what's going to happen with our immigration and calling for gun laws in the U.S. Mexico has a complete gun ban for its citizens, and they have a much higher crime rate than we do and war on the streets. All disarmament of the citizens does is empower corrupt government and street thugs, low-level criminals and high-level criminals, to have their way with the people. That's why Chicago's got such high crime, highest in the country next to New York, because it's victim disarmament, period. That is what's happening. I'd like to hear from listeners on that subject at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and get your response to that. But meanwhile, the media keeps running national news stories saying it's a conspiracy theory. Crazy people for a year have had record gun sales at gun shops and gun shows and private sales. Record sales, and we've got to ban gun shows because people are buying guns because they think Obama wants their guns. Well, 15 bills have been introduced that we've identified. We've had Gun Owners of America had Larry Pratt on many times to break down those bills. Each one of the bills more draconian than the 1968 Gun Control Act. One bill that's got a bunch of co-sponsors right now allows the Attorney General to ban any and all guns with the stroke of a pen. It just gives him the power to ban guns at will. There's other bills that say if you're on the no-fly list, 1,200,000 Americans on it, no judge, no jury, no proof, extrajudicial, totally out of 1984, Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. It's Kafkaesque to the maximum. They state that, in fact, they have the bill introduced. No fly, no buy is the name of the bill. But simultaneously, it's being confirmed, they're just denying people that are on the no fly without the law, without even passing it. That's kind of like a whole bunch of states have now reported, and we've gotten the training manuals for the states, that states are getting ready to start withholding out of your paycheck for insurance federally, even though they haven't passed the health care bill, the government takeover, Obamacare. By the way, Wednesday, I may even play this again today. It's so important. Wednesday, I played a News Corp promotional video that they released as a press release, a 5-minute video, where it shows dozens of Fox TV shows and movies bragging that they're putting out the message that global warming is real and is man-made and global taxes are good. Simultaneously, Fox TV shows are on record, so are ABC, CBS, NBC, getting government paychecks to implant messages, not product placement, like Doritos or Budweiser ads on TV. Those are already there inside the TV shows, not just the ads when they go to commercial, but you know, inside the program. It's like Wayne's World where they're drinking beer and holding up bags of Doritos. Or when you see a James Bond movie and it's got Jaguar as an advertiser in it, they paid for that. Or The Apprentice was getting $3 million an episode for a while from Virgin Airlines to have Donald Trump talk about Virgin Airlines. Propaganda placement using your tax money to put messages. But the reason I single out Fox is on Fox News, some of their shows say man-made global warming isn't real. But I've noticed that in the New York Post and on all the major News Corp-owned TV stations and newspapers, they keep saying, don't worry, the climate bill won't pass the House. Don't worry, the health bill won't pass the House. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. So the natural enemy of these takeovers, conservatives and libertarians, will stand down. And I get emails saying, oh, it's not going to pass. Then it all passed the House. Then 2 weeks ago, the New York Post and others reported, don't worry, the health care bill will never even pass the committee out of the Senate. It did pass out of committee. They're going to try to vote on it Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to try to pass the health care bill this week. And instead, I'm spending my time trying to convince people this is even happening because we've got people inside the gates in our fortress, Fortress America, the Republic, telling us open the drawbridge, everything's fine. So they're coming after our guns. They're trying to get rid of our borders and our sovereignty. They're letting unelected UN groups control our national policy. They're trying to pass all this legislation right now to totally take over our country. A private corporate takeover is taking place.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, flu vaccine alert. Eugenics has been in operation for generations. The final extermination phase was set up in 2005. When the blood pH of blood types A, B, and O were set up to life-critical levels in preparation for this precise moment in time. The blood type B was increased in acidity while the alkaline blood types of A and O were set up to an average pH of 7.54. The blood pH has been carefully managed by methodical intentional poisoning. The vaccines, planned long ago, are formulated to push the blood pH past the critical points in order to kill and disable many. The blood types of A, B, and O have damaged DNA and immune systems. Blood type AB has neutral pH with normal DNA and immune function. The number of the poison blood types of A, B, and O is now approaching 200 million in the U.S. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. Poisoning of mankind.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979, $489.50 for a half ounce, or $244.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $979, $489.50, and $244.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and, of course, antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today, you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
It is 20 after the hour. Thank you for joining us.
I was a highwayman along the coach road.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated version of my weekday radio transmission / TV that we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls. Steve, Jim, Troy, Kelly, George. I'm going to take a bunch of your phone calls in this segment into the next. Then I'm going to get into all this flu news I haven't covered yet. But several program notes. Charlie Sheen wrote a letter to President Obama concerning questions about 9/11. One of them is the fact that the New York Times, the Washington Post have written stories. Many of the 9/11 Commission members have written books. John Farmer, the head counsel for the commission, said it was a criminal cover-up, a fraud, a conspiracy. And if 6 of the 10 commission members are saying it's a fraud, a cover-up, a lie, shouldn't there be a new investigation? So Charlie and I had the idea to have a competition. $14,000 prize to first place, $1,000 to second place, $500 for third place, to take the script of that letter to the president, 20 minutes with the president, spell it out, 20minuteswiththepresident.com, or there's a big banner up on Infowars.com on the right-hand side, and you had a month to make videos any way you wanted with that script. And we've gotten hundreds of entries. Really good ones have been pouring in the last few days. I've been battling to watch them all. It'll take a week or so for Charlie to watch all of these. Tonight is the deadline. Now, as long as we get your video, you know, tonight, or if we missed it, email it to us again. We're going to be watching them in the next few days and posting them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and at 20minuteswiththepresident.com. We will now judge them. But tonight is the cutoff date. As long as your video is on YouTube and says that the 15th of November was when you posted it, you made it into the contest. So get it in tonight, and Charlie will judge them. He'll judge first place. I'll judge second and third place. It'll take us. Charlie's a really busy guy with his TV show and some movies he's shooting right now. But he wants to watch them all. He's going to watch them. It'll probably be next week. Towards the end of the week or next week, I'll contact the winners. We got to get a hold of them, get Charlie together. It's like herding cats, as they say. We'll get everybody together. We're going to have you on the radio. Have the winners on the radio with Charlie Sheen, at least the first place winner. But we've got to judge them. I got a few I'm looking at that I'm guessing Charlie's going to pick, but who knows which one he'll pick for first place. I get to pick second and third place. So the email to send in your entries is sheen@infowars.com. Sheen@infowars.com, and he reads that email as well, and that's very, very exciting. Also, lastly, the first run of the Obama deception is now part of history. The second run has a new cover, Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film that shows how Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. It covers the globalist takeover in their own words, their own documents, world government, how the world government will operate, what the Copenhagen Treaty means, the gun control, the open borders, the brainwashing, the police state, how the banks engineered the financial collapse, how they run the world government. Fall of the Republic. I'll give the TV viewers a close shot here on the document cam. Order the DVD today at Infowars.com. We've got some great discounts when you order it. You can get it with Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the film I made with Aaron Russo, the interview with Aaron Russo. That's free in some of the combo deals. So, again, a lot of combos, a lot of specials. Give the gift of truth this holiday season, this Christmas. Give people the films, and your purchase also supports this radio show and what we're doing here. If you don't have internet or don't like to order stuff over the internet, you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, a huge online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Let's jam in some calls in the rest of this segment. Next segment, then I'm getting into the latest big flu developments. Steve in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you.
I have a question and a comment.
Go ahead.
A question and a comment, if I can get to both of them, please.
Go ahead.
My question is, Deputy Director Counterterrorism John O'Neill, the one that was murdered, he, in the film, he claimed that there was a bill or a law passed by the Clinton and Bush administration that stopped them from going after Al-Qaeda and the bin Ladens.
Yes.
I cannot find that. Is there any kind of a link I could find that PDF file or some kind of
John O'Neill, in the 6 months before, he was that former head of counterterrorism. He quit the FBI and went public, and he was interviewed by the London Independent and by several other papers. And there was also – this is all in my film Road to Tyranny from that I released in February of 2002. And – in there, we have the New Yorker magazine talking about him. And they did an article. And he went to the British news mainly. It was even stronger than the few papers in the U.S. and magazines like New Yorker magazine. And he said, they're going to let bin Laden attack America as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. And then he was hired by the security company that was run by Marvin Bush. And his first day of work in the towers was 9/11. So,
right.
And then they reported they found his uncharred body. Then they said they found his charred body. A lot of different weird reports, but he did die in the towers.
But is there any documented proof to his claim, though? I mean, as far as not.
Well,
not
sir, I mean, he
article.
Was the FBI. He was a deputy director. They have more than one. He was the head of counterterrorism. I mean, he's a very credible person. He gave those interviews. I appreciate your call. Stephen Butler told the Sacramento Bee, the San Jose Mercury News, and the AP a month after 9/11. He won't do interviews now. He was threatened. He said, I don't know what happened with 9/11, but Muhammad Atta and others were trained at our bases and were trained at the military base that he was the head of. He was the dean of the Defense Language School in Monterey, California. I mean, it was in Newsweek that hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. That's what the 9/11 Commission has talked about being the fraud. I mean, that's the point. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11. We just know it stinks to high heaven and was used to launch all these wars and take our freedoms. It's also been all over the foreign media now that the U.S. government is protecting Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Remember the Times of London? Early 2002, this is in my film Road to Tyranny, the screenshots of the newspaper headlines, that 6,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda cream, that was in the different articles, that term cream, the commanders, every time our troops would capture them, they were ordered to release them and fly them out to safety on C-130s into Pakistan. I mean, don't forget that al-Qaeda and Taliban were founded by the United States. Don't forget to attack the Russians. Don't forget that Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, has written two books bragging how in 79 he created these groups to attack the Russians out of Afghanistan to get the Russians to invade Afghanistan. They were using Afghanistan as a base to attack Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and other Russian-influenced areas. It's like Saddam Hussein was CIA. Mussolini was CIA. Hitler was CIA. We'll be right back after this break. They create the boogeyman. They use Muslim extremists to overthrow Iran in 53.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It was more than 10 years ago that I had the Gold Antitrust Group on, a group of major gold mines that have joined together to sue the UN and the private Federal Reserve for artificially suppressing the price of gold to what it should be worth under indexed inflation. Now it's in the London Telegraph. Barrick shuts hedge book as world gold supply runs out. And they are millions of ounces behind a year producing the gold that there is demand for. That's why gold is above $1,120 an ounce right now. So a decade later, we're proven right yet again. And a decade later, weak dollar, no quick fix for narrowing trade gap. First, they denied the dollar was being devalued. Now they say, oh, it's going to be good for manufacturing to have a cheaper dollar because maybe some manufacturing will come back. No, China and India and Mexico are still cheaper. This is going to kill us. You're going to have a depression in the economy with rising prices. Look out. I want to get into the flu. A lot of big developments there. But right now, let's go to Kelly, George, Steve, Jim, Bob, and others. Kelly in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Well, my beloved Republic is being taken over by criminal offshore banks, and people are starting to wake up, but not fast enough.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I had a couple of comments, a couple questions. One of the things that I think about whenever I hear the Chuck Norris thing is that, you know, it seems like the Cavuto kept asking his opinion instead of asking him what he knew about stuff, and it just seems like we're more engaged in opinions than facts these days in the mainstream media.
Well, it's more than that. See, Cavuto knows that Rupert Murdoch wants the global tax. And so it's their job to pose as if they're fair and balanced or conservative. And so he was like, but wait, they just want to clean up the earth. Those folks in Copenhagen, they're real nice, as if the folks in Copenhagen, as if the people in Denmark are bad. That's where the world government is based. One of the major. So that's where they have the these big international bodies. And so, you don't want to clean up the earth. You know, carbon dioxide is deadly, Chuck. Plants breathe it, Chuck. We better put a tax on it. It's not that the big bankers, we're going to be paying taxes. And Cavuto talked about how Gore made $100 million. Gore's made over $1 billion off this stuff so far.
Called Copenhagen, by the way. I want you to get it wrong, you know.
You're saying you pronounce it Copenhagen?
There's this whole website that you can go to, and it's kind of a diary of everything that's going on there right now, or that, you know, kind of leading up to it and everything. And it's there are ads all over the internet and stuff like that, and they call it Copenhagen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you do pronounce it Copenhagen, but you're saying it's Copenhagen. Does the Earth have hope? Will we be able to tax you by the mile in your car with satellite tracker boxes, as AP's reporting? Will we be able to tax the beef you eat in your house and federalize everything under UN control? Again, the feds take over the states. They take orders from the UN. Amazing. Copenhagen. Oh, the hope. Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You know, the thing is, you hear about with the UN body and all that stuff. I've been trying to get a hold of D.V. Kidd because I want documents that she got from the National Archives on the 17th Amendment. And what she has told me so far is when this 17th Amendment was proposed, none of the states were really – legislatures were in session. This thing is a fraud. And
Yeah. Let me break that down, and I appreciate your call. That's a long subject. The 17th Amendment – before the 17th Amendment, state legislatures, which we elect, which come from our towns and counties, they would then vote and appoint U.S. senators. So the states control the federal government under the 9th and 10th Amendment. The 16th Amendment gave us the income tax that fund. We didn't have an income tax until 1913 that was meant to fund the private Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve also didn't like states controlling the federal government as they're meant to. So they also, and yes, I've had Bill Benson and many other historians on. They went to all of the original 42 states at the time of ratification. They did not ratify. They did not even get close. Most of the states weren't even in session. The feds just lied and said it had been ratified. So, yes. The 17th Amendment federalizing the states and the 16th Amendment giving you the income tax. The media always says, how would we fund the country if we didn't have the income tax? Well, how did we build this country? We have hundreds of other constitutional taxes. As Ronald Reagan's Congressional Commission found in 1981, not 1 cent of your income tax goes to run this country. It goes to interest on the debt to the private banks that allow the government to issue currency. The government, under the Constitution, Congress just issued the currency and credit. They set monetary policy until 1913. Then a private group called the Federal Reserve. What do you think the UN is? It's a private group. The IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. This is private groups setting up and paying off governments to sign treaties with them. You know, the government can sign a treaty with David Rockefeller if they want to make him king of the world. It's all unconstitutional. I was about to say something else. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Come on, Jim. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything quick. A comment and then a question for you. Last week you had G. Edward Griffin on. And he spoke, I remember you posed a question to him about, after all these years, his feelings on this subject matter. And I really identify, I've been at this for a long time, and my stomach gets sick. Like, you know, you read about it 20, 30 years ago, and you know what's happening, but now it's here. It's actually here. And he expressed something around that order.
He said it was eerie. For those that just joined us, he said it's like you're in a river in Colorado. And you know there's big waterfalls ahead. You've got to get off the canoe. But you haven't seen them yet. And then now he comes around the bend. There's Niagara Falls or, you know, whatever. And it's yes, after decades of being laughed at, almost 50 years, 49 years, now open world government's being announced. Go ahead.
Anyway, the question is that I started to go through your page today, and I saw the article you posted with Esteban. On the G20 summit.
Yes.
I don't know, all right. Is he saying that they're going to back off on this for a while?
Well, Esteban, just like Tucker, does have some Bilderberg Group contacts, and I found his information is very accurate. But the globalists have inner fissures. You know, they're not 100% on the same team. They're just going in the same direction. Just like a mafia groups, you know, may meet once a year, but they still get in a fracas occasionally. The G20, well, he said 2 weeks ago the G20 was planning to kill the dollar, and they've announced that in the news, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right. You know who Mark Morano is and Mary McElhaney?
It rings a little bell.
Well, I saw them on a C-SPAN with Mockton, and I'll tell you, this guy Morano, he might be worth, you know, if you're inclined to, it's your show, have him on, because the guy, he tears them apart with humor.
Wait a minute. He's the big, runs one of the big sites dealing with climate change not being man-made.
Yes, that's correct.
We've had him on. Yes. We've had him on. But he would be good to get back on. He runs the Climate Depot.
I don't know what he was on the Accuracy in the Media, I think it is.
Yeah, man. We played clips this week of that. Great points. I appreciate your call. Absolutely. In fact, have we contacted Esteban to get him on? Okay, great. Yeah, we're working on getting him on, too, and we'll get Morano back on. We are busting our hind ends to get you everybody you want, folks. Let's continue here. I don't have a lot of guests on the Sunday show because it's shorter, but sure, the weekday show is jam-packed full of guests. We got some big ones this week. Got a surprise guest tomorrow. Let's go ahead and talk to Emily in Oregon. Emily, you're on the air.
Wow, that's great, Alex. Thanks a lot. I've just started listening to you, and
it is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, we had the bumper music faded down, so that break snuck up on me. I should be watching the clock better. Let's go back to Emily in Oregon. Emily, sorry, you got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
That's fine. I'm so glad to speak to you, Alex. I was a hopeless, I've just started listening to you, and I was a hopeless liberal, you know, and you've blown my mind wide open, and I'm just so grateful. And I'm surrounded by all these liberals, and they're a huge, you know, now I look at the TV and I just see the intent. I see how we were all so brainwashed. I see it all so clearly, you know, and I feel like you're not reaching a huge group of people that need to be woken up, i.e. us liberals. And because, you know, I mean, you can get through to the libertarians, you can get through to those Republicans, but you're just, they're just riding you off. And I pick apart everything you say, and I try and put it into a context that I can show these people. And, you know, these are people who listen to Keith, they listen to Jon Stewart, they listen to, you know, Democracy Now!, they mock Glenn Beck, they laugh at Fox.
Well, Emily, let me break this down for you. Glenn Beck and Hannity, they're all meant to be mocked. And you know the liberal mindset of the establishment liberal, not the well-meaning liberal, is that it's about, oh, we're elite, we're smart, everyone else is dumb. If you watch Real Time with Bill Maher, it's how everyone's dumb but liberals. And but they're not, well, Go ahead and fade her back up.
Voting for Republicans are just dumb. But these are a huge group of people that are so brainwashed. I believe now from me listening to you and looking at the television that they're getting the most scientific mind control.
Yes, yes. They are brainwashed. But how does the establishment make Christians look stupid? They focus in on the corrupt glitter bug preachers that are, you know, engaged in all this corruption. It's the same thing. How do they make libertarian or true free market look bad? The same big banks that are robbing everyone label that as free market when it's not. It's inside corruption. It's piracy. And the key to the fake liberal mindset is we're the elite. We know best. Everybody else is dumb.
The thing is how are they making you? You're about the only one out there, I would say, besides David Icke, who's really telling it, drumming it in how it is. And it's how they're making you look stupid that's the point.
No, I agree with you. Ma'am, Wikipedia has my name spelled wrong. They say I'm a right-wing extremist. When I try to get people outside the left-right paradigm, my main mission is to break the left-right division. The establishment divides us along left and right so they can make the fight about left and right instead of about issues. And, Emily, I really appreciate your call. We could talk for hours. Call back during the weekday show. I'm going to try to go to Troy, Brian, Annette, and a few others. But I promise to get to this flu news, and then we'll do that. But the issue here is that a Rush Limbaugh, a Sean Hannity, a Glenn Beck cannot wake up a liberal. They're not meant to. They're meant to keep us in the left-right paradigm. When Bush was in office, the Democrats were right. Torture and war was wrong, and big government was wrong. But now that they're out of power, torture and war and secret arrest and big government's good. That's just because they're the party in power. When Republicans are back in power, in 3, 4 years, 7 years, whatever the case may be, whenever they retake the Congress, the House and Senate and the presidency, suddenly the Democrats will be anti-establishment. They'll be against corruption. And this is the bait and switch game. But this is the radio show that has been able to deprogram people on the left and right. We do have people on the left. We do have people on the right. That's why they've had congressional reports, FBI reports, reports in Salon, reports in the New Republic, saying, I am the really dangerous one to the establishment because I'm the person really telling the truth. So was Ron Paul. He transcends left and right to a true populist, grassroots, constitutionalist view. And that's why we're so dangerous to the New World Order, is because we see the program. We understand how they're controlling us. Okay. I should have gotten to this earlier, but I'll try to cover it in the time we have left. This is huge news. Everybody for 3 weeks has been asking me, what's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Ukraine with massive deaths, with some strange virus people are getting? And reading in the British and Ukrainian English papers, we are now discovering what's happening. Top scientists, doctors are saying that this appears to be a mutation between the H1N1 and the regular flu vaccines, which they admit can mutate the virus and make it worse. Just like antibiotics can mutate bacteria to be worse, to where you can't kill them. You know, flesh eating. Millions hit by plague, worse than swine flu, a deadly plague swept across Europe, doctors fear, after a outbreak of a virus in Ukraine plunged the country and its neighbors into a state of panic. A cocktail of 3 flu viruses are reported to have mutated into a single pneumonia plague, which is believed may be far more dangerous than the swine flu. The death toll has reached 189, and more than 1 million people have been infected, most of them in 9 regions of western Ukraine. The president of Ukraine has called the World Health Organization and a team of 9 specialists, and it goes on. Now, here's another article. This is what the major papers in Ukraine and in Croatia and other Eastern European countries are saying. Scientists, Nobel Prize winners, one of the second biggest religious leaders in Croatia. This is what they're saying. Croatian priest says vaccine for destruction of humanity worldwide. Says it's a bioweapon. Now, I don't know if that's the case, but all these other scientists and doctors we had on the last 10 months, 11 months. Since January, I've been on air saying, and these are on YouTube and Google, and the audio files are all over the web. You know, just search the term Alex warned of flu before outbreak. It's incredible. In fact, we ought to re-air some of those. We found them and reposted them on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And all we know is the feds in the U.S., but also worldwide, directed by the World Health Organization, the U.N. is running this worldwide, came into police departments and county sheriff's departments and said, flu's going to hit in the winter, it's going to kill millions, get ready for martial law, get ready for the citizens to attack you. This is in January. I had emergency managers on and investigative reporters, and I got secret documents out of upstate New York where they were saying, get ready for millions dead, this will happen. In April, I said it was all staged and that we were already at level 6. That came out 3 months later. I got secret documents in Texas. We posted them. I mean, we really know what we're talking about here, folks. We do the research. So long before any of this started, I saw them getting ready for it. And Horowitz and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all these other medical doctors we've had on have said they believe another super virus is coming that's going to be released, probably in Eastern Europe, that is really what is going to be deadly. Now it's beginning to happen. I pray that they've been wrong. I pray. But you know why they picked Eastern Europe? Major flu vaccine manufacturers that we wrote articles about and named, last year and this year began doing secret trials with homeless people of bird and swine flu and other flu vaccines that were killing people, admittedly. And in Poland, out of 100 people that got tested on, 21 died. In fact, Google that for folks that don't believe it. Right here at the end, I have 1 minute left, we can find it. Headline, bird flu, homeless deaths. London Telegraph. It's also all over. Major doctors in the Czech Republic came out and said this is a attempt to release a bioweapon. Remember us in January and February? And I was all over national radio talking about it. But a prophet's not known in his own country, as they say. These companies were releasing flu trials that were actually spreading super flus and killing people, and it appears that's what that is. On a separate issue, there's the headline. Homeless people die for bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. They arrested the doctors that did it for a vaccine company, but not the vaccine company. On a separate issue, look at these headlines. This is MSNBC. Virginia teen suffers rare illness after swine flu shot. Boy diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Two die after Chinese H1N1 vaccine. That's Time magazine. Here's another one. French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Now, remember, what did they first give out 2 months ago? The live nasal flu virus, which the insert, not a conspiracy theory, what comes with the insert, said that it can mutate in the body and spread the flu. It's a live virus. It can spread. I don't know what's going on, folks, but it's rigged and it's staged and it's scary. This is medical tyranny, as Ron Paul has said on this show. Even Dick Armey told the Dallas Morning News he believes they may be hyping this to pass national health care. All I know is NORTHCOM is in place. The Pentagon says they may declare martial law. That's mainstream news. The banks are taking over. The world government's being announced. Look out. Great job, crew, today. Retransmission comes up later. Jason Burmes is live on the other side.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.